Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I am looking right now at the Fox News. Fox News is reporting right this moment that I don't see it here, but that the Supreme Court is arguing a case as we speak about public or private prayer, public or private prayer. And why would God be offended about the other? And it's like, we have to understand this is a very big time for us. This is a very big time for the church. And I do want to recommend, if you have not yet heard it, is Personal Transformation.
Yes.
Because the key to transforming this nation is going to be personal transformation. And it's you can't change others when you're refusing, change yourself.
Amazing.
Hi, that's amazing.
Buttons at work.
Excuse me. The Supreme Court, according to Fox News, is reporting that they will be arguing this week about prayer in public life. Remember, we had a coach in the Emerald Coast area where he bowed his head when he was eating his food, and they fired him, I believe, in Milton or Santa Rosa County or something down in the Florida Panhandle.
Yeah, I think so.
It was something like that, and there was a big Supreme Court case or whatever, but don't know the details. Hopefully we can find that and make it a related article for you. But it was at Santa Rosa. It was a football game, and they all met at the State Supreme Court in Pensacola on Palafox Street, and they had a big thing out there. Yeah, and that was during the time of the Brownsville outpouring. Revival was taking place. But the Supreme Court will be arguing this week, Fox News reports, about prayer in public life. The latest deliberation revolving around this case is in Greece.
In Greece?
New York. I mean, think about it. It's like, the signs that we have been shown. I mean, if you go back and listen to the prophecies and what we've been sharing with you over the dominoes falling and the economy in Greece, and it's going to fall like a domino effect, and hopefully that's a related article on this. If you watch it on the Torch, you can go Torch and find out. God's even going, okay, we'll just have the argument that you're living out in Greece, New York. Mm. You think about it. Who, by the way, and I have nothing, I'm not speaking negative at all, but I'm speaking prophetically, where after the Twin Towers were knocked down, that we had brought out a honestone and had the harbinger aspect of it. But not only that, but right after that, they elected, right in the context of that, they elected, I believe, a blind governor.
Well, he wasn't elected. He assumed the role.
He assumed the role as a blind governor, and that's cool that we can operate in the context of that. But prophetically, that's a nation that we are blind, spiritually blind, and to not see what's going on. And I mean, after your towers get torn down, all of a sudden, you know, that there comes a time when it's like we talked about the visors yesterday. I mean, now's probably a good time not to have an Iranian-born head advisor of your entire country advising the president. You know, and I'm saying anything about where Valerie Jarrett stands, I'm just saying now's probably not the time to see how we're focusing on the context of that. And I was like, it's all just these signs are in our face. So Greece, New York, is bringing this case before the Supreme Court. Public prayer versus private prayer, talking out loud about God or ashamedly to God. Talking, I mean, we were just talking about the persecuted church and showing how Christians in China are having to whisper their prayers.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, the direction of this darkness, this gross darkness that the church is allowing to happen because we're not being the light, not because we're not being political, it has nothing to do with political. It's because we're just not doing what we're called to do, is be the light, living a life before God in His view, His mercy, and His grace, being the light of the world, that now we will end up, let me tell you right now, if we don't turn, we will be in some place, somewhere, whispering our prayers. And by the way, those who are all caught up in thinking that your gift of music is the thing that everybody needs, you won't be able to touch a drum, a guitar, or a mic. Hmm. Your songs will be like this. Praise God from whom all blessings come. And think about this. That's the most powerful church in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful part of the church in the world is China.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
So maybe we could do this without worshiping your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
But think about this. What if you humble yourself and lay down everything that you have and submit it to God, and let's begin to blast out worship to God. Let's begin to humble ourselves and have a new sound being released on the earth that just radiates worship of God, not you.
Mm.
You're going to answer for this. I know people aren't telling you that, but you are. And we have to understand, you know, God's a jealous God. Not only is he jealous, but his name is jealousy.
Mm.
You know? And so he's not going to share it with you. And that's when, that's an old Lucifer, you know, thing about he wants the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need, what if we submit, what if we humble ourselves and say, here's Greece, New York. Now, this is the argument before the Supreme Court. By the way, for those who don't know that, that is one of the equal powers of government. They have equal power to the legislative branch, which is the Senate and the House of Representatives. They have equal power.
Mm.
These few justices have equal power to all those folks you see on C-SPAN arguing and not getting along. And they have all the same power now as the President of the United States. They have equal power. So we have right now a conversation going on with one of the equal third of the powers of our nation that has equal power to all the Senate, all the House of Representatives, equal power to the executive branch, the President of the United States. And this is what they're deciding what they're going to do. As Greece, who is in downfall, which, by the way, is the first nation if God allowed, you know, radical Islam to push Israel into the sea, and they would go right over Cyprus, and they go right into Greece. Because darkness is working big time in Greece right now. And here we are. Darkness is trying to, you know, light is being absent. Darkness is taking advantage of it. And they're arguing Greece. Why, instead of us arguing and talking about the actual happenings of what's happening in Greece spiritually, we're actually saying we need to eat less Greece. And we're making laws about, you know, your fat content and you don't need to have big gulp drinks. Is it not right?
Yeah.
You're eating too much Greece.
Right.
And it's like, you know, the flesh counts for nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's cool, yeah, right, whatever. But listen, we're going down if we don't wake up.
Right.
This is a huge argument. One third, you have to understand, you might not know this, and most don't know this because they quit teaching it and never taught it or whatever, or maybe didn't listen when they were teaching it. You know, I didn't listen to a lot of things when I was in school, but I know for a fact if I did listen, they didn't teach it. I'll talk about more history in a moment. The convergence of history reminded me about that. And at this very moment, one third equivalent, this court, this meeting right now called the Supreme Court of America, is meeting to decide whether you will be able to openly say, let's bow our heads and pray in the name of Jesus. They're openly deciding whether Duck Dynasty can close out prayer in the name of Jesus.
Crazy.
They're openly deciding if your football game, you can openly say, in the name of Jesus, that you can pray out loud. Can I pray for you? I mean, think about the power. We're seeing God move. And but you can't do that. You're not going to be able to do that. They're deciding one third of the equal power of executive branch and the legislative branch is deciding today, or this week. They're arguing. They're arguing over it.
Wow.
The very fact that you're even arguing over the fact. And this is the statement that kind of shouts it right here. The statement that shouts it is Supreme Court and public prayer. Why would God be more impressed by public prayer than private prayer? Let me tell you why. Because he says, if it's private like that, you're ashamed of me.
Wow.
If you're ashamed of me before man, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. You better stand up. It's time to stand up for God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.